there, this is Annie, and this is my spoken Sunday. Yes, I know it's late, but I thought better late than never. This is the first draft that I wrote a couple of years ago. It's entitled To Whom the Night Belongs, and the prompt was to pick a character who loved the dark and to avoid the obvious choices of monsters and those sorts of things. So, tap, tap, the branch knocked on the window pane as the wind outside grew stronger. It's a ghost, Margie. We'd better tell Mum. Shh, Nick. It's really late. She'll be in bed and she'll be mad if she knows we're awake. But the scratchy fingers of the monster, it's trying to get in. I patted Nick's soft hair as his big brown eyes looked up at me in real terror. It's just the wind, Nick. Look, the cherry tree branches are knocking against my window. I shone my torchlight against the window to show him. We giggled, hiding under our bedsheets, torchlights in hand and stolen snacks from the kitchen strewn across my room. It was a golden memory, forever etched in my mind's eye. Nick was always the one who was scared and I would have to save him, comfort him, soothe his fears. I love the dark, its inky, mysterious velvet cloak wrapping me seductively and carrying me off to far-off lands. I felt free and light as I used to wander around the house with all the lights turned off. My night vision was exceptional, and it had nothing to do with eating carrots. I despise them. I could be whoever I liked in the dark. I could be as tall or as beautiful as I can imagine. No one to see my birthmarks or make their judgments against my large port wine stain across my face. I used to hide in the shadows or keep my face lowered during the daytime, but the night time, that belonged to me. And you know, and even though he was scared, Nick would accompany me, camping and trekking in the bush. He knew I would always look out for him. He loved the bright sunshine days full of chattering bird life, bounding animals and clear colours. And I longed for the gloomy reaches of the evening with its curious, cautious, nocturnal animals. Somehow we found peace together in that flickering half-light thrown from the campfire in the dense, soft, unbroken darkness that could only be explored in places far away from civilization. It was dark when Nick left us. He'd always been the careful one, warning me to buckle up, not to speed, not to wander around the suburbs at night or alone. A drunk driver. Blind drunk. I'm glad it was quick. Nick hated the dark or being in places he was unsure of. At least he would never have had to seen it coming. I threw the single rose into the casket as it lowered down into the ground. Feeling for the bulge in my trench coat, I pulled out an old battered torch and pushed the button on so the light shone weakly outward. Deliberately, I threw it into the hole, listening to the heavy clump as it met the wooden casket's lid. Goodbye, Nick. This is your light on your way outward. You don't need to be scared of the dark anymore. It's part of you now. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Another cheery little tale, my end. And I will see you next Sunday. Bye.